This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
This year's Thanksgiving was an expensive one, but dairy was not the cause, as Lee Melke here on our Milky Monday talks about it with dairy economist Bill Brooks of Stoneheart Consulting in Dearborn, Missouri.
Bill, the major media reported that last week's Thanksgiving was an expensive one, if not the most expensive. Costs up 14%, according to Farm Bureau. Was the turkey the culprit?
Well, that was the main driver of it, showing that it increased 24% over last year. So a pretty marked increase in those costs there for the featured item of our holiday there. And then it was closely followed by pie crust, which we all know that wheat has seen some pretty dramatic increases due to shortfalls in our production out there. Fortunately for consumers, dairy products, while they were higher, were not the ones that were leading the charge there, showing that, you know, our dairy products, you know, still are providing really good value as we come here into the holiday season.
Will prices continue to escalate? We're hearing a lot about inflation at the grocery store. How long will this continue?
It looks like it's going to continue for a while. We do have, like I say, production shortfalls. We have the issues with our transportation system out there, and it does look like it's going to increase, and especially with our energy prices where they're at, in some cases up over 50%. While energy doesn't count for a huge amount of our overall economic activity, it touches everything that we do, and that is going to take some time before that energy costs come down and provide relief to consumers.
It would appear that dairy products will remain pretty stagnant. We have a lot of cheese in storage, butter not so much, but that's not going to help prices any.
No, we're getting some support butter from international prices that are quite a bit higher than ours, but we have seen a lot of increase in cheese production here in the U.S. over the last year or so. So at the moment, it does look like it's more than adequately meeting our consumers' demands out there, and it does give some cause for concern as we go into 2022 for a cost price squeeze for dairy producers, given, like as you mentioned, relatively stagnant to maybe slightly higher dairy prices versus some pretty rapidly increasing input costs.
Bill Brooks, dairy economist with Stoneheart Consulting in Dearborn, Missouri.
It seems there's been more farm transitions, passing the operation from one generation to the next, over the last few years. University of Minnesota Extension dairy expert Jim Selfer would perhaps agree with that.
Seems like over the last maybe couple of years, I've been involved in more farm transitions than I have over my career in extension.
With reasons ranging from more resources available to producers to make such transitions possible through government, extension, and cooperative entities, to a greater emphasis on generational transition of ag operations. Yet Selfer notes questions from both younger and older generations regarding this process. For instance, how can a beginning farmer without a home farm get into the business?
They're going to have to partner up because they just don't have the equity to come in and lock, stock, and barrel buy somebody out.
That partner being an existing farmer that can share knowledge and experience with the younger grower. Nationwide, the average age of a farmer continues to rise, but Selfer believes that may not necessarily be caused by a lack of successors.
I also think that people are aging better, so we maybe don't have that older generation that's antsy to get out of the industry.
Another factor involving the ifs and whens of farm transitions, the bottom line.
A lot of our farms maybe just aren't really big enough to support two families. And so you've got to work through that and try to determine, does that mean one of them, either the older young generation, works off the farm?
And then there is the emotional investment made by the incumbent farmer regarding the operation.
There's a lot of concerns and a lot of emotion. And what about non-family heirs? I understand that, but not dealing with it doesn't make it any easier later. And for the younger generation, I would encourage you to be patient and understand how hard that is, that maybe your parents built up this business, worked really hard, and now they're going to hand it over to somebody else. That's kind of been their baby for maybe their entire life.
However, Selfer advises that a transition plan for a farm operation be put in place sooner than later.
We've got to start transitioning these management skills to the younger generation. I'm talking to the older generation here. We're doing a disservice to wait as long as we can until we really do that transfer.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join us tomorrow for our PDPW Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.